You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato.
And today we have a very special guest, Robin Shaw.
Hello.
She's a comedian and one of my good friends. She's hilarious and hot.
Very.
Just don't hilarious, hot, other adjectives.
Think of the hottest person you know, and that's me.
Okay, before we get started, I want to tell a story that happened to me this past weekend that was crazy.
Oh,
okay,
boy. Here we go.
So I'm about to go to Jester's Comedy Club to do a set. It's about an hour and a half drive from me, and Tim, my boyfriend, is about to come with me because he's being nice, and because who doesn't want to sit through my millionth set and watch the same jokes? So we're about to leave my place, and he's like, hey, I'm just going to go out real quick and get some fresh air. And I was like, okay, I'll meet you downstairs by the car. So I get into the car, we start driving, and he looks at me, and he's like, hey, like, when's the last time you got tested? And I was like, I don't know, like a year and a half ago. What about you? And he's like, oh, you know, probably about the same. I don't really remember. And I'm like, okay, cool. And he's like, yeah, here's the thing. He's like, I just got a text from an anonymous number saying, hey, please hit me up ASAP. I just got test results and it's kind of bad. Please call me when you can. It's kind of an emergency. From an anonymous number.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So he shows it to me. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, well, did you call them back? He's like, yeah, that's why I came downstairs. I didn't want to tell you until like I talked to the person, but they're not responding. And I'm like in a fucked up headspace right now.
And this is going to your show.
Yeah, we're driving to my comedy show. And we actually left early because Jester's also has this like, it's like a castle thing where they have all these fun games and go-karts. So we were getting there early to like play the games and have fun and act like kids, you know? So, which didn't happen. So we're in the car and he's like calling the number over and over and he keeps getting a voicemail, but it's like, you know, just says the number, doesn't have a name to it. And then he calls the number again and then it doesn't even go to voicemail. It, like the phone dies and he's just like, not his phone, but you know what I mean? Like it doesn't go anywhere. And he is freaking out. So now we're having this conversation where I'm like, well, how many people did you have sex with right before me? And he's like, I can't remember. I'm like, how do you not remember whose hole you put it in? And I'm like, these are people. And he's like, I don't know. I had, you know, I enjoy beer. I can't tell you the beers I had yesterday. And I'm like, girls and their vaginas are not beer. And like, we're just getting into all the people he had sex with, which he really couldn't remember most of them, which I was like, are you kidding me? And then we started talking about like what life's going to be like together with AIDS.
Jesus.
It was really rough. It was like, so finally it's like 2 hours. We get to the place. He's like, I can't go in and have fun. He's like, I can't think about anything. He thought he gave me AIDS. He thought he had AIDS.
Why did you jump right to AIDS?
Because it's like, we've been together 6 months. So you have to think of what could be sitting in your system that you wouldn't know, you know? And like for us, it's like chlamydia and gonorrhea isn't like, this is kind of an emergency. This is bad.
And do those happen right away? Like what are the diseases
pretty
that
much
you don't know
for
about?
For gonorrhea and chlamydia, pretty much. It can lay dormant, but those, you know, show up pretty quickly. Herpes, we felt like we'd already know. I don't know. We just were like, whoa, it just seemed like such an intense message that we were like, what else could it be? Hep C, which is really bad too. Like we just went to AIDS. Okay. That's where we went. We went to AIDS. So yeah, we were freaking out. And then he is in like in this group chat a lot with his closest guy friends that he grew up with. And he's like, hey guys, do any of you know this number? They texted me that it's an emergency, but then they won't get back to me and I'm freaking out. So he didn't give them the details and they're all like, no, man, sorry, that's awful. All of a sudden, one of his best friends, Mike Cannon, who's also a comedian, texts him back going, ha, 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 ha. Oh, man, that was me from the AT&T store. I sent it and then I got high and forgot.
That was Mike.
Yep.
What a fucking idiot. Oh, man.
Literally,
what
like...
a fucking... I'd punched him in the fucking
Tim
mouth.
Tim was just so relieved to not have AIDS, he didn't even care. You know, I got over it pretty
so
quickly, too.
So he didn't
too.
Even mean to, like, not respond. He just forgot?
He just forgot. That he literally hilarious. Just got high and forgot. So, I mean, it's unbelievable. We were freaking out for
I
2 hours.
I would seriously fuck him up. So bad.
You have to get him back now. You know that.
I'm so bad at pranks and getting people back.
Did you find out before you went on stage?
Yes. Oh, okay. Thank God.
You should have told that. Like, listen to this.
I did. I pulled out the text. I told everyone. I'm like, this is the best show of my life because I don't have AIDS right now.
Maybe that's why the audience wasn't on
yeah,
board.
Yeah, they were like, what's going on? But I have to say, like, I have a couple friends who do have AIDS. And they take medication every day. They're but fine. They live a fine
I
life.
Know.
So part of me was like, listen, it's not the best news, but you can live with AIDS now. You know, like... But Tim wasn't taking it like that. Tim was like, I want to die. I can't go on with my life. But it was pretty brutal. Pretty brutal. So that happened this weekend.
It's funny that that conversation is probably still on a phone at AT&T. You know, like someone's someone at AT&T is looking at that phone and getting 100 texts from Tim being like, please answer me back. I'm freaking out, you know.
And they're like, yeah, why would some asshole tell
that's
this
so
guy?
That's so terrible. I would, oh.
I was
someone.
Pretty, I mean, before I knew it was Mike, I feel like when you find out it's Mike, you're somehow just like, oh, it's fucking Mike. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Got me again.
But if it had been another one of his friends, I definitely, because I said that, I was like, if this is a prank from one of your friends, I will never fucking
yeah, you know,
talk to
Mike,
you this friend
again.
Because
you know, from Mike, it's not being like a malicious prank. He really was just forgot to say, oh, yeah, it's me.
But even, you know? I mean, but listen, if you're going to send a text like that, which I would never do, but if you're going to... Get back to the person within 2 minutes. They think they have AIDS. Like, that's just, it was pretty intense.
That's hilarious.
Anyway.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible, hilarious. I see both ends.
We want to talk about one of the big news stories right now about the two female teachers having a threesome with their 16-year-old student. He's now 17, but he was 16.
AKA fulfilling his dream.
Well, see, that's where the debate comes in. Because they're saying if it was a girl at that age, then is it really fulfilling the dream? Like, it's if two male teachers fucked a 16-year-old girl, people would be like, oh, they're fulfilling her dream.
People wouldn't be like, oh, my God, like, that's terrible. They probably brainwashed her into thinking it was okay. But I knew a lot of girls at 16 that were like, oh, man, Mr. Rogers could do whatever he wants to be.
I like, had you know, a guy friend like, who was a teacher, and he said he had this girl who was constantly trying to seduce him, and he was just like, can't do it. But it was really hard for him. Which is
how
I think
old was she?
She was about 16.
That's disgusting.
I think it's really interesting how, I'm not saying teachers should be allowed to have sex with students. I'm not going to say that that's a definite. But I do think it's really interesting how... quote unquote taboo it is when it's so common. I feel like that, I don't know, teachers are attracted to their 16, 17, 18 year old students.
It's just because that's the fucking people you're exposed to on a day-to-day basis. It's like, I could pick one from these
so
fucking people.
So what's the age that should be the cutoff then that's not gross?
I don't know.
18? How about the legal fucking...
No, what I'm saying, like you said, okay, these two female teachers wanted to have sex with this kid, and it's not gross. They fulfilled his dream.
I mean, it's still gross. I'm fucking around. But, like, come on. Like, how are you a grown-ass woman, like, I'm just going to nail this fucking 16-year-old?
I mean, what's going on in their life?
I mean, like, exactly. They're women. They can fuck anyone.
And one of them is... Yeah, exactly.
They weren't ugly, too. They were pretty girls.
Yeah. One of them was good-looking. But it's like...
One was
prettier than the other.
One was prettier than the other, but both were decent.
But, I mean, if you take that and you balance it out, they're both seven, so, you know.
I guess I want to know... What world were they living in where they thought a 16-year-old boy was not going to brag?
I know.
To all, you can't give a 40-year-old a threesome and have them not brag, let alone a 16-year-old.
That's how this came out, because he was like bragging to like everyone and a teacher overheard.
Yeah.
And now I read an article where he feels so bad about it because he was
He has
bragging.
No idea what he was in for, like what it
I still
meant.
Bet he doesn't even know what he did.
I mean, if I had a threesome, like... If I was 16, I got a threesome.
With your teachers.
I'm tattooing it on my body, the date that it happened, all the details, all my ribs. Right here.
I just guess I'm shocked that they didn't think they'd get caught. Like, you have to realize you're going to get caught.
Also, like, I mean, listen, it's not, but it's one thing to have a fucking have sex with one of your 16-year-old students. It's another thing to, like, be in the break room and be like, dude, how about Johnny in my fucking science class? You down to just both of us? Well, like, how do you do that?
I know. Yeah, well, one of them was having an ongoing affair with him. So one of them was already doing it. So she probably...
The prettier one or the ugly one?
I don't remember. I think the mother.
I was the uglier one.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, you should go get that. He was trying to do the switch, you know?
Yeah, she was like, yeah, he probably was having an affair.
That's definitely what happened.
The not as attractive one is the one who has three kids and a husband.
So it was, yes.
And is on house arrest now.
So that was the one.
With the kids and the husband, which is brutal. And
so that was the one who was kind of like, yeah, you're like, this is cool, but
you know, Miss, really cool?
Miss Stacy is also pretty cool. And she's like, oh yeah, dude, sick.
Rad.
And she's so fucked up, she's like, oh dude, sick, I'll get her, don't worry about it, I got it.
How do you think she got the other? Yeah, she's like, so, you know, like, isn't that kid kind of hot? And the other teacher's like, yeah, he is kind of hot. And then she's like, wouldn't it be cool?
She's like, yeah, but I've been nailing him. And yeah. She's like, oh, I'm down. It's for been that the most.
She probably convinced her, like,
this act out theater the two of you are doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now.
Well, she probably was like, it is the most exhilarating thing in the world. Fuck cocaine. Fuck heroin.
Fuck
it's
a 16-year-old. It's gonna come in 2 minutes. This is the dream.
Yeah, and the other woman was like, Jesus. Ooh, sorry. I love cocaine. Let's do it. I don't know what.
Oh,
the
were they
hell.
Doing cocaine also?
No, I just made that up.
I was like, then it's okay.
They might as well have been doing cocaine.
But they're not going to jail.
Who, the girls?
They like, I don't know.
Are you sure? Are you sure it hasn't gone to trial yet?
No, I'm positive because it was like a whole news story, whatever, yesterday or something, that they're not going to jail.
So what are they going to do?
I think they're just on probation.
I don't know. I mean.
That's incredible.
First of all, they can't. Not if they did go back to teaching somehow,
no,
can you imagine? Of course they can't. But can you imagine all the guys students just being like.
Everyone signing up for their class.
Like, I'm never doing my homework ever.
Oh, my God.
Because I'll just sling this dick. And that's all.
There was a male teacher in my high school who got in trouble for sleeping with a student.
Really?
Yeah, and he was hot.
There was hot teacher in my school.
Tutor. He was my tutor. He was in my house alone with me multiple times and didn't try shit. And I'm a little insulted.
I have two stories.
I'm a little insulted.
I'm a little insulted.
But I was really fat.
I always groped me, Jesus.
I was really fat in high school, so I'm giving him a pass. I was really nasty.
There was this teacher. His name was Mr. Buck. And there was this girl named Sarita in my school, and she used to stand in the hallway and we would walk by, and she'd do this chant where she'd go, I wanna fuck Mr. Buck. Like, right out. It was so hilarious. And he would, like, kind of blush, but he kind of liked it, you know. But then there was another teacher who I got creepy vibes from. And then when I went to college, he went to visit my college with, like, another teacher and ended up having sex with, like, a student my age, even though she was, like, graduated, so it was legal now.
How old was he?
He was probably, like, 30, and the girl was like 18, 19, but it was like creepy. Like, I was like, I knew he was giving me creepy eyes.
Yeah,
was he 30? Even if he was 30, technically that's not gross.
When I was 20, my boyfriend was 32.
Really?
Yeah.
What the
we did it for a year and a half.
Damn, Robin.
I know.
All right.
But he was a loser.
You like that old dick. I guess I can't really call it old dick because I'm older than that. Yeah, no,
I was like, he really wasn't that old, but I guess, like, because I was
well
so
back
young.
Then. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, let's get to our topic for the podcast today.
Topic.
Do nice guys finish last? I hate that phrase. Nice guys finish last. I feel like that's what a whiny, like,
bitch would
fake
say.
Nice. Yeah, it's like not a nice guy, it's like a bitch, because there's a difference between a nice guy and a whiny bitch kind of a guy.
I agree with that, but I still feel like that's true sometimes. I do.
You think that sometimes nice guys do finish last?
Yeah.
Don't
I do
all guys think they're the nice guy? Does anybody know?
I know when I'm being like, because there's times where there's a girl I'll be very nice to her and do everything, you know, perfectly, because I know, like, whatever. And then there's other girls who are just kind of like, oh, yeah, like, I definitely deserve that, like, whatever, you know. And I just, like, I mean, if I'm doing that, I don't actually, like, care if it lives or dies, honestly. But I'm not, like, it's not like it being in a relationship. It's just kind of like, we're just fucking around, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's kind of being an asshole because, like, whatever. But if I'm being a super nice to a girl, like, just all this shit, I know in the back of my mind that, like, sometimes I'm like, all right, I gotta chill out and just kind of like, you know what I mean, play that.
It's like
card.
A power struggle or something. I feel like, you know what girls really like? Confidence.
Yeah, I don't think it's a nice thing. I hate needy guys, but we like. I feel like I do like nice guys. I just don't like someone who's always in my face.
Yeah, I want someone who's nice but confident, because I've been with the guy who acts like he's nice, but he's not actually nice. He's just trying to say things to please me. Right. And we can smell that on a guy.
Yeah, we can,
you know,
smell
what I mean?
Desperation.
Not just like desperation, phoniness. You know, it's like, I want to know who you actually are. Right. Don't say things just because you think I'm going to like it. Like, I'm, you know, veganish, mostly vegan. And I've had so many guys that I've met being like, oh, yeah, I could go vegan. And I'm like, no, you couldn't. You just want to stick your meat stick in my vegetarian pussy. OK, I'm sorry. That was uncalled for.
It was.
I just was trying to do a vegetarian good pun for meat stick.
You said meat stick.
Meat stick.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes when I'm talking to a girl, and if I'm talking to someone, I don't try to act like a super nice person or needy or like whatever. I don't do that because it's just weird. I don't like acting different in front of people, because then it's just like,
Joe,
if my
you
friend,
are a nice dude. You are a sweetheart dude.
Yeah, like, I think I am too. I mean, when I want to be, you know what I mean?
But
and
you stay true to who you are.
No, I do, always. You know what I mean? But I feel like sometimes when I'm talking to a girl, it's like, if I'm, you know, making an effort to, you know, do this, and I'm really not a person who will be needy. That's the last thing I'll do, or just be annoying. Cause like, I'm like super cautious about that. Mm-hmm. But I'll feel like if you're too available, then they're just like, I got it. So I don't even have
to. Yeah, I guess you have to not be too available. Yeah. But if you meet someone and you're both so excited about each other and that's equal, then it's all good. It's when one's a little off.
That's
like, if one's more excited than the other, that's when things get a little.
I feel like that's tough to come by, at least at my age.
I think when you do get that, that's when the relationship works.
Right.
Like, I've been with my boyfriend for 5 years and we're both like obsessed with each other.
I
do
love
you know what
it.
I mean? So that helps.
Shout outs to Jesse. He's a nice guy. Dude.
He's
yeah.
like the nice. Yeah, he's like the perfect example. He's like so nice. Like, he's not mean to anyone.
But confident. He doesn't let you push him around
either.
Oh,
yeah, no. He'll slap me.
I think a girl.
He's so nice, except when he's beating the shit out of me.
Yeah. I mean, Robin's black eye the other day, I'll tell you.
Actually, every time we're in an elevator and there's a camera, he likes to act out. I'm not kidding. He likes to act out like he's beating me.
Too soon.
I know. I'm like.
So cute.
I know. So cute.
No, I think a girl who wants a dick, I'm not talking about a guy who plays it cool a little bit. A girl who wants that, you know, a little bit of verbal abuse, whatever, there's something going on with her self-esteem or her self-confidence.
Agreed.
And hey, no judgment. I've fucking been there. I've been with some gnarly dudes
verbal
in my
abuse?
Past. Oh, yeah. You know,
what are you saying? You're saying...
Like someone who verbally abuses you. It's like
down.
Emotional.
Oh.
Like, there are ways to emotionally put someone down. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
if they can't ever have you be good at something, they always have to be better, or they try to make you feel stupid or ugly, or say things like...
Be condescending, like you need them, or...
Yeah, they have... I mean, there's so many little ways of putting a person down, and people like that have made it into an art, you know, where they can be like... I remember... I won't give any names, but with one of my gnarly exes, like, whenever we'd get into a fight, at the end, he'd be like... Are you ready to apologize to me? Like even something small. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I would have laughed my ass off.
But like, when you're in it, like, because I clearly was in a bad place. Like it, I don't know. Like he made me feel like I had a horrible body. He made me feel like I didn't know how to have sex correctly. Like, there were so many things going on that, like, when I got out of that relationship, it really took a lot to get my confidence. I don't even want to say back, because I think to even enter that, it wasn't where it was supposed to be.
You know what my ex did, which is like verbal, like, because I've lost a lot of weight, so I'm like obsessed with putting it back on. And he would, if I was like, there was like, I was eating something bad, he would take it away.
Oof.
And be like, I'm doing this for you so that you don't get upset with yourself. It was his way of saying, don't get fat. It was his way of doing it.
Yeah, it's
but
like
he'd
little.
But he word it around that he's doing it for
me. I don't even have the balls to do something like that.
Because
like,
you're not an asshole. You're not a verbally abusive,
not at all. You know what it is? If I'm with someone and there's just something they say one day that's just like so off, and I'm just kind of like, all right, well, like, I get completely turned off. Like, if I meet someone, I feel like I can tell in 30 minutes if I would date this person just by like the energy and the vibes that they give off and like what kind of person they are, even though I don't know them, just like how they. introduce themselves to me and everything like that. And then, you know, that'll go for a while. And then one day, if they just like say something, it's just like, I would never date someone who would say some shit like that. You know what I mean? And that's just kind of like, I'm turned off completely.
By the way, Robin Joe, and I'm not just being funny about this, is one of the most well-adjusted people. And he's only 22, but he is seriously one of the most well-adjusted people I've ever encountered in my life. Where if like he encounters a situation that doesn't feel healthy, he's out. Like it might take him a couple minutes or something, but like, you know what I mean? Like I've never met someone who I feel like has such a low tolerance for something unhealthy.
That's,
yeah. And like, it's been like Tina, my friend Tina, who came on, we talk about him all the time. We're like, Joe wouldn't put up with this. You know, we're like, Joe wouldn't deal with this. Cause you know, sometimes you know, something's not good for you,
yeah, but
you
like, God, whatever,
as comedians, I feel like we put up with a lot of bullshit with comedy clubs and bookers and, you know,
Every time
I feel like
in a bad
wouldn't.
Situation, I love it because I'm like, all right, this will be funny on stage in a couple of days. Like, deal with it.
He just has such a low tolerance for putting up with that. So it's like, I really believe you. If he was, even if he really liked the girl, if she said something off, he would sit with it for a second, like maybe even an hour, but then he'd be like, no, I'm good.
It honestly, it happens almost instantly because I remember being with some girl and one day she said something and I was just kind of like, what? Like, that's like, it just changed my whole perspective. Cause I feel like if I have friends sometimes that date a girl and when I am around them and their girlfriend, they're just like weird. Like they're not the same person.
They're trying to please the girl.
Same person, but they just put boundaries on shit that they say and how they act, blah, blah, blah. And I just don't like shit like that. So if I meet a girl and then, a few weeks down the line, she says something one day, it's kind of like, all right, I'm about to open up a Pandora's box of like who you actually are. And I just like don't like the way that you just fucking said that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And I just kind of like get up before I
so
waste your time.
So many people get attached, you know, so quickly that, and I'm one of them, that when something shady comes out, do you know what I mean? Or like.
And you want the person to be good. So you're like, no, they didn't say that racist comment.
I'm going
to
be patient. Yeah,
it's fine. Like, we'll just ignore that one time.
Did she just say, I hate Jews? I'm just going to let that go. I'm just going to let that go. I didn't.
He has a good heart. He didn't really mean it.
She says it three times. Then we'll look at this.
Yeah, and the next thing you know, you're like with them 2 years and then you're invested. So I think it's great that you're out at that first sign. I'll tell you what, like, so Tim used to be in sales and he was fucking good at it, but like scary good, you know? And I said to him, I was like, oh, well, you must have like had some of those techniques that you probably use some of them on girls, like at bars. And he was like, he didn't say he did, but he was like with a big sales team. And he said one of the tricks that he didn't do, but some, but some, I don't even want to throw, cause he said that and I don't want to even throw anyone under the bus, but he said one of the tricks, one of the many things that guys would do is they'd go up to a girl at the bar and they'd point to their face. Like the guy would point to his face as if the girl had something on her face, even though she didn't. So she'd get really self-conscious and just like look down. The guy looks away to let her get it off as if he's like, you know, like, yeah, like I'll be a nice guy and let you, you know, get that off your face to not embarrass yourself.
That's so smart.
Yeah. And then so the girl looks down. Now she feels just a little like, oh, my God. Oh, you know, and she's in her head like, OK, it's cool. It's cool. And then he kind of goes back to her, starts talking to her. And then he tries to get her out of that element. He tries to get her to even go to a bar across the street where now all she really has in that new environment is him. Like, think about that. That's what abusive people do in relationships where they try to take
really
away.
Smart,
it's manipulative. I mean, they know
like
the
that's
tricks.
That's such a good idea.
So, I mean, but it's so scary because you can know those tricks, but if you're so busy trying to manipulate a situation, you're not actually letting it be organic. You're not letting you're not being yourself. Like, at what point are you going to let someone see who you really are and know that you can get someone as yourself, you know?
Well, some people just can't get someone as themselves. That's why they
some
have to
people
pick.
Just suck.
Kate. Yeah. that's the topic
I think
of today.
People
some
who
people
suck are people who aren't confident enough to be themselves.
No,
so
there's
think
people who just suck. Like, there are people who are just like just such shitty people. There's nothing to do with confidence.
Yeah, but don't you think people are shitty because they've got something else going on?
I mean, maybe, but I feel like you could look at everyone's the way they are because of things that happen in their lives.
You're saying don't use
that
as
an
excuse
to be shitty. Everyone has crap in their lives. You could still be a good person. No. Some people just suck.
Absolutely.
I guess, you know, which you're not disagreeing with, I think everyone is good at heart, but I mean,
some people choose to suck.
Some, yeah, stop choosing to suck, guys. Just be yourself.
No, but what if their self sucks is what I'm saying.
I don't think anyone's like true self sucks.
Oh, I do. I've met some real losers.
Why don't you name their names, Robin? No, joking,
I can't because a lot of them are still in my life being in this business.
Yeah, I mean,
we know people who just suck. And I'm just like, and I know, I'm sure they have shitty stuff in their lives.
You know what I hate? I hate when a dude comes up to you and tries to like get in your space. Like I know some comics where they'll be like, hey,
literally.
And and they'll just sit like right next to me, but like without any breathing room. And they just like try to take advantage of that because it's the situation where now I have to ignore it, get up or say to them, yo, dude. Back up. You are in my space, which is like such an awkward.
You get that more than me. I think I have a more of a wall. Like you're so friendly. I feel like comics do that less to me because I have more of a wall.
So I need to be less friendly.
Yeah. Hmm.
Tone it down, Kate. Fuck.
Stop being yourself, Kate.
Yeah. I walk in. I'm like, hey, I have a UTI, guys. And everyone's like, oh God, she shares a lot.
Wait, I thought the healer fixed that. I'm telling you, I really watched this video.
Let me tell you, I thought so too. But this past week, I've had the worst urinary tract infection. Tim broke my vagina. I don't know how he did it.
Good Lord.
But,
oh man.
You know, you're supposed
to, it's the second you're done having sex, you're supposed to quickly go to the bathroom and pee. And that avoids.
Oh, girl, trust me. I pee right after. I was a little dehydrated the day before. Now, this is where it gets Jewish. I was a little dehydrated. Didn't drink enough liquids. You got to keep the fluids in, you know? And so I think I was already dehydrated. And then like we had sex. I came first, but we kept going and did some doggy. I'm giving a lot of information here. And I felt like something happened in that position where something went wrong. Him. Something went wrong. Some kind of bacteria got into my pee hole and now it hurts. So I thought you all needed to hear that.
Thank you, Kate.
I mean, first of all, you're just lucky to have a penis because you are not subject to the kind of things we with vaginas have. Right, Robin?
Seriously.
I enjoy having a penis.
I still would rather a vagina or a penis. I have to like walk around with that thing. And like I would hate that every time I got excited for someone to know.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. What's that like?
I mean, if you wear jeans, how would you? I could have a boner right now. You would never know.
But what do you like? Do you do the tuck up or the tuck down? I've only known one dude who did the tuck down, and I found that very interesting.
I think more guys say they tuck up, but don't actually do it. They just heard it in a movie.
Really?
Honestly, I do.
Wait, do the what? Wait, most dudes
tuck it up? I feel like that's hard as shit. How are you going to do that?
No, I've met many dudes who do the tuck up.
I don't do that.
With a little shroom coming out of the top?
I don't do that at all. I love it. I don't do that at all. I feel like that's more painful. Think of that angle.
Dude, I don't have a dick. I have no idea what I'm just saying, up is no, more like, because you when you get a boner, it goes up more.
Yeah, you think it would bend up easier.
Yeah, you think the up is the more.
No, up to go up would hurt even more. I feel like fucking unless your shit just fucking bends that way. But I don't know.
No,
I think,
we're not talking dick.
I think there was a movie that came out that said, the tuck up, you know, in the waistband, whatever. And that's what everyone says.
No,
that.
Dude,
but I don't think
I've had at least three boyfriends, including Tim, shout outs to my boo, who tucks up.
I guess. I don't know. I don't do that.
I have no opinion on this. I really don't
Does
know.
Does Jesse tuck up or down?
I don't know.
We need to call him in right now.
Jesse, he would die. That's the line where he breaks up with them.
I have a bunch of different ways of hiding it. I mean, if you had to hide something, can you
like
hide it?
Like a magician?
Yeah.
Like a rabbit in a hat?
There's a lot of mirrors going
See,
on.
See, that's why I'm glad I don't want that thing.
Yeah, but look, we have to bleed out of our vaginas.
And give birth.
Once a
it
month.
It fucking blows.
Yo, I gave birth. Not cool.
I checked out of that thought a long time ago. No.
You want to have kids, don't you?
No.
Are you serious?
Maybe like down the line, if someone gives me one, I'd raise it, but I'm not like shooting.
Like
that
if you're walking down the block and someone's like, can you just take this? You're like, yeah, fuck it. I'll take it.
Buddy. Yeah. If it's had its shots.
Really? I didn't know you didn't want to be a mom.
If it's had its
You'd be a
shots.
Great mom.
I mean, I'll never give birth. That's what I'm positive about.
Does Jesse know this?
Yeah. He doesn't want children either.
Oh,
that was like
perfect.
Our first bond.
Oh, wow.
He's like, you don't want to be mom. You don't want to be dad. Let's do it.
You guys are going to have a really
She's like, let's
nice...
just practice making one, though, for the rest of our lives.
That's awesome.
Yeah, neither one of us want to have kids.
I want to let you know, before Robin ever tried any kind of anal anything, her and I had many talks where I tried to prep her and get her ready for any anal play.
I still can't.
Really?
You weren't even a good teacher.
I'm sorry. We talked about a lot of deep breathing, relaxation techniques.
Yeah, I came to Kate, my anal expert, and I was like,
fucking teaching anal yoga. Yeah,
I was like, I've tried. It's so painful. What do I do? Because I'm a butt girl. So, girl, you know, guys that like anal will find me.
Yeah. Right? She got that ass.
So, and I asked, I said, I can never do it. It hurts so much. And she gave me all these breathing techniques and positioning.
Because it's not like it is in porn. I feel like in porn, a guy takes it out of the girl's vagina and then just eases it right into the ass.
Can I give some tips that Kate gave me?
Of course.
She's like, one, don't do doggy style because it goes too far in.
Yeah, that's not, at least not for the beginners. I've never attempted.
Like, once you're a pro.
Yeah, I'm not in pro territory.
But that is how they do it in the pornos.
Of course. Pornos, they don't have sex the way people normally, they don't have sex the way people actually have sex. Because if you look at pornos, the girl's clits aren't even touching the dude. Most women have clitoral orgasms, okay? And you need to have some friction going on there to do that. You know, or like you could do doggy and finger yourself, you know? But like, they, in these pornos, the girl's like in the air, her clit's not even touching anything, and like she's just like, oh my god, yeah, and I'm like, she hates that. She just got three infections. She didn't come.
Her father hates her.
Exactly. I was reading Bella Knox, this porn star who goes to Duke. She was saying that like she's had vaginal tears while doing porn. Yikes. Because they just, and she just keeps going. She's like, yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, she just fucking tore her vagina. And she's just like, oh my god, harder. And she, meanwhile, she's like, oh, I want to die.
Are they athletes?
What, porn stars?
I mean, at first I was going to laugh. I think they're kind of athletic.
Well, they have to have good quads.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, especially when you're on top. That takes work to bounce for like that long.
Some 10 minutes?
Oh my god.
We're so Jewish right now. 10 minutes.
Oh my god.
You're quiet.
I feel like we're like on The View. And
you
I'm
gotta
just
stretch.
Sitting.
You gotta stretch before that.
We're talking about sex, but making it like not sound sexy at all.
Oh my god. Do your quad stretches.
Ladies.
Don't forget to do your stretches. Could pull a muscle.
Yeah, Joe's definitely not into this right now. All right, let's talk about I had another email from a listener, because I had one email from a listener asking about, you know, the nice guys finishing last thing. But I also, when I said finish last, I for some
what
reason
was the consensus
thought about coming
on that?
Last.
What was the consensus on that, by the way?
What?
Do you guys not believe in that at all?
I don't think it's about nice or not nice. I think it's about being yourself and confidence. I think guys who are not confident.
I think
either,
the nice means like availability. Like, if you're too available, then a girl's just going to be like, I got it, so I'm not really into it because I know I got it like that. You know what I mean? You kind of have to make it seem like you're available.
But if you're
both, and
then
be like, I
also think it depends on the
girl. It's like reeling in a fish.
But if you're both so excited.
Listen, like, if you want a girl, it's like reeling in a fish. You fucking reel, and then you let it go. And then you let it go a little bit, and then you reel it in.
Yeah,
because if you reel it in too much, it just fucking pops off and runs away.
I think it depends on the girl. I think some girls do like the chase and like the, and I think some girls like guys to just fully be there.
I'm about no games. Like, it's just kind of like.
But you're also older.
No, but listen.
It's totally different. I feel like once you get to 26 or 27, it's totally different because you're like, the next person I meet could be the person I marry. It's a totally different mindset. At my age, it's kind of like, dude, I'm still out here trying to fucking slay everything.
With
you know
those
what I mean?
Guns that you were just doing.
You know what I mean? I wish, I'm so glad everyone couldn't see me do that. But I feel like at my age and younger, you're kind of just at an age where it's just not like, you know, everything's, you're kind of like, oh, well, I'm probably not going to marry this person. But when you get to 26 and on, it's kind of like, the next person I date for a while.
I agree with that.
You know,
I agree, but that's even more reason to just fucking be yourself. Like, if you don't even care to marry them, just like, who, you know, even more so. Just
and it's just part of the game.
And I think if someone's not going to like you because you're being like there, then that's not a cool person you want anyway.
Exactly. I mean, like, now, like, I've been with girls before who were just like really hot and like they had no personality whatsoever, but I just like put up with that because I was like, she's just really hot, so I'm just gonna do this anyway. But that was when I was like 18 19.
Did you stretch your quads first?
I did stretch my quads first, ankles, everything. I don't know how you stretch an ankle, by the way. But at now,
you gotta rotate them.
I say as I'm older, but it's like I feel like I've just matured crazy in the last year and a half. But now I just feel like there's no possible way that I would just put up with someone and date them. Like if I'm gonna date you, like you, like
you better bring it with
yeah,
the personality.
Like you, yeah, because I'm gonna bring it too. Like I'm gonna try and be like yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Joe Santagato's gonna bring the heat.
I'm gonna bring that shit. So you better bring that shit right back.
There you go.
And if you suck, I'm out.
Yeah, no. So I think, yeah, I think that also plays a factor how old you are for sure. But I don't know. I really do think, because that's the thing. A lot of guys who would say, but I'm not a nice guy. No, are you really a nice guy? Like, think about it.
Are
you know,
nice
if you're a pushover.
You yeah.
If you're a pushover, no one's going to want that.
Yeah, that's trash.
You're not going to get far even in a career if you're a pushover. You have to be able to stand up for yourself in all areas of life for people to respect you and give that energy back. And if you're a girl who wants a dick, you're going to probably end up in a relationship where there's a power struggle. And who has time for that shit? I hate that.
That's what I'm saying. When you get older, you just kind of have been through, you know, multiple relationships and people. And you're just kind of like, I know what that's like.
Yeah.
So I just want someone who's just going to be like, dude, fuck all that. Fuck the chase. Fuck all that shit. Just show me who you are and let's just...
Let's see if we get
along.
Let's
get the fucking show on the road.
When you're younger, you don't know better. Like, I was dating this guy. He was really high. He was a firefighter. And he treated me like such shit that I didn't know, like, there was stuff, better stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know a guy was supposed to, like... call you back or not hook up with someone else the next night, you know.
I had no idea.
I put up with some shit though, for
yeah,
sure.
I put up with such shit, and like looking back I was like, I was such an idiot, but I didn't know better. That like, no, there will be guys that treat you right. You just don't, you're right, you learn in our old age.
Yeah. And my theory was, oh, like for a while I've been saying this since I was like 18. I would say like, I feel like dating when you're 18, at 18 I said this, I was like, dating when you're 18 is pointless to me because you don't really know what you like and what you don't like yet. So you should experience, not as many people as possible, but you should experience a good amount of people, you know, throughout your whatever, your next few years, so that when you get to 25, 26, you know what you like and you don't like, and then you pick the right person.
I completely agree. Completely.
And if you're 18 and you're in a relationship for... how many years, I feel like the jump from 18 to 22 is huge, like way bigger than any age I can think of, or any age that I've experienced, because the jump from 18 to 22 for me was insane. Like completely different mindset and everything, and like,
and
maturity,
most people still
like,
change. Like most people, a lot of people get married and then change within the marriage and then want a divorce.
Yeah,
and that's okay too.
One of my best friends got married when we were like 21 or 22.
Wow, so young.
And she was with him for like 3 years, and like I'm just, and they've been together now for 10 years. It's obviously working. Yeah. But in my head I'm like, but you've never been with anyone else, how do you know like if he's even good at sex?
That's
like,
right.
You know,
that's like, also I was gonna say, when you're 18 and you date someone for so long, it's like you could date them for 4 years. Now you're 22, now you're kind of like a different person.
Yeah.
And does it come to the point where it's kind of like, well, this is just what I've been with for since I was 18, or does it become like I'm just used to this, I'm just comfortable? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like you kind of don't even know like who you are outside of this relationship. You just know that, you know, when I go home I text this kid and like blah blah blah, you know what I mean? So yeah. I feel like you should be single for those certain years, because like I feel like those years are important. It's like your jump from,
but I don't even think
being a kid to like a young adult and or an actual adult, you know what I mean? It's like a very
I just don't think there's one way to do it either though. Like I definitely would never disagree with what you're saying, because I think that's great to find out, you know, what, who you are, what you want. But I think, you know, I still dated a bunch of people. I'm divorced. So I've had my fair
that
share of experiences.
I'm divorced.
Unhappy. Yeah, but that was a weird and that fucking laugh. Yeah, but no, I think those kinds of experiences, even though it wasn't quote unquote dating in that realm of like going to different dinners with different people, you know, I think those kinds of experiences helped me to figure out what I want and don't want, you know? And, you know, even in my relationship, I feel like even though, you know, we're working great right now, there have been instances where we're still learning about ourselves through each other. You know, I'm like, oh, like, I feel like a lot of times he's showing me just about myself and what I even want to grow with. So like sometimes even while in a relationship, that person reflects not even what I do or don't want, but what I do and don't want with myself. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly.
My parents started dating when they were 14 and they're like 64. So they've been together like majority of their lives. Wow. Right? And my mom once said to me that relationship is like two people are like driving down the street and they're in two different cars and you both have to choose to stay on the same road because you're in two different cars. You could go any direction you want because mm-hmm. your people were just different. So I thought that was really like really interesting. You have to choose to like.
You do.
Because you're going to change.
And you really have to be with someone really amazingly cool to decide to stay in the same lane with them.
Like the analogy, right?
Yeah, I love that because it's true. Like, you know, if the person's slowing you down, right? You're now in the slow lane because of them.
Oh, the fucker.
Then you're going to be. Work. Yeah, you have to be with someone who I think lines up with you with their ambition, even if it's not the same career. A lot of things have to really be popping off. Right. To stay in that lane.
And you can't have one in like a Mercedes and someone else in like a pickup truck because then it's like, it won't work.
Probably not. That, I guess you never know.
Did we stay on the analogy?
Yeah, like 10 more minutes. Yeah, right. 10 more minutes
of
this analogy.
You also need gas and antifreeze and like.
You can tell I don't know cars.
When
like,
you get a
Mercedes
flat tire.
Or a pickup truck. I don't know.
I could have talked about that analogy for another hour, by the way.
Yeah, you
I
guys
love
really
it.
Kept going. So.
I love
and
it.
And your brakes need to be good in case there's hardships. You got to be able to put the brakes on.
Okay, this is why we're friends. I feel like 98% of our conversations, neither one of us know what the fuck we're talking about. This is why we could talk forever, because we're not actually talking about
anything.
Are you
kidding? That was the most amazing thing I've ever heard. I could have just, I would have kept going with so many of the, like Joe was making fun of. I'd been like, and the brakes, man, right? The brakes.
And those seatbelts. What if you're not buckled
and you
in?
Need
sometimes
windshield
you hit
wipers.
Red lights and you both have to slow down for that red light.
And you need windshield wipers to wipe away the tears when the hard times come. We are all just cars.
Exactly.
Whatever. Anyway.
Kate and I, so comics, like when they first start, you have to like bark people in. Like when you're beginning your comic, you have your own show and you stand on the street saying, come to a free comedy show, and you bark people in. And Kate and I used to do this every Saturday night together. And we would just, first it'd be freezing. We do this in like negative.
Oh my God.
And we would just talk to the weirdest people. And I don't even know what, this is the conversations we'd have with people.
Robin would have to be there with me for me to not want to die in this process, right? Like, cause we both have tried it alone.
Wait, so those people who are telling you to come to a free comedy show
are
the comics?
Are like newbie comics.
Most of the time, yes.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you'll pass like Times Square and you get those people.
But that's
and
more
they're...
like now. But when we first started, it was like all comics trying, right?
I don't know. We did it with the Village Lantern. Which is Greenwich Village. And so it's like a bar show in a basement. And the basement
so
looks
creepy.
Like you're about to get raped with a ball gag. When you go down there, a lot of the times we'll bring them down there. We're like, yes. And they look at the room. They're like, oh, no, we're good. And we're like, no. Yeah, but Robin and I would stand out.
And we would talk to people. And these are the bullshit conversations we'd have with
what
them.
What would we say? We would be like, free comedy show, no cover.
I take off my shirt.
Yeah, you get
they
to see
walk.
You get to see boobs. And then, yeah, they just walk. No thanks. We're gonna keep going. One time, Robin and I bought mustaches, fake mustaches, and put them on.
We
and
thought
barked.
This was hilarious.
We thought it was funny. No, no one else did.
Shocker.
All right, whatever.
Like fake mustaches. No one thought of this before.
It helped us get through that hour because we didn't even care. I don't think a show went off that night.
Oh,
remember
you
how windy it was?
90% of the time because it was so cold.
You guys only had to do it for a certain amount of time and then you were like, all right, let's
well,
just
once
go.
We started getting paid at clubs, I mean, no, then we didn't.
Yeah, we
that.
Just stopped barking in general. We don't bark anymore. But no, we only, well, yeah, we dedicated like an hour. And if past that hour we couldn't get anyone, we were done. You're emotionally done.
And here's
done.
What's crazy is it wasn't even it was Kate's show. I would do that out of my free will, help you bark.
Yep. But it was the same thing because I was just doing it for stage time.
Right.
And then you'd bark for stage time. I didn't really book that many people. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like it was really, I would.
And
I
we'd
would,
have fun talking about cars.
Oh, I loved it when you were there. And then Emma, when she was there, our good friend Emma. Shout outs, Emma Wilsies. Anyway, I feel like.
Did you want to get into the guy?
Oh, yeah, we can
thing?
Get. So I got an email from a caller from a caller. What's wrong with me? From a fan, saying that she, her ex-boyfriend broke up, and then she developed really strong feelings for his best friend, and he has feelings for her. But because of this guy code, which is you can't date a girl that I've already dated kind of thing. If we're friends, you don't do that. He won't date her. And mm-hmm. she's devastated about it. And she wanted us to bring up that topic. And I have to say, I just don't like rules like that. Because if two people are not even just in love, because that's like one total end of it. But if two people really want to be together, they should just be together. And if that friend won't allow it, then he's clearly not over the girl.
I'd kill you if you dated Jesse. If we broke up, I couldn't. I would not be friends.
Don't you think that's a little different, though? Because you and Jesse have been together for like 5 years.
Okay, fine. So what if you broke up with him, right? Mm-hmm. If you broke up with him and then like 6 months later I met him and we started hanging out, would you be okay?
It depends if I was over him or not. Like, I would definitely want to be over him before you gouged my heart open.
It's a hard thing.
But
too.
I don't think my ex, who I'm still good friends with, James Hedges, him and I dated for a year. And then about a year and a half later, I was totally over him. We were still good friends. And him and my best friend, Tina, dated. And I was totally cool with it. 100% cool. Because I was over him. So for me, it's like, hey, if you guys have a real connection, go for it. And I genuinely, him and I rarely talk for whatever reason. No, and him and Tina are still like close, close friends. So I'm cool with that. And then my ex, Eitan, who I'm good friends with, he could date any one of my friends. I wouldn't care at all. Once I'm over a person, they can do whatever they want. Do you know what I mean? It's if I still have feelings for that person, right. That's what would upset me.
Once I've like slept with you or once I've had feelings for you, I don't want any of my friends to.
Oh, really? See, yeah, I'm not like
you?
That.
You know what's weird? Like, I feel like what you're saying like makes sense if you really think about it, but just like, I can't see me being attracted to any, like, in that way that I would date a girl that one of my friends dated. Like, my friends have dated girls who are very pretty, like, you know what I mean, and like they're attractive girls, and I wouldn't dream of dating them after they
there would
dated
have
them.
To be such an intense connection between you and that person. Like, it would have to be a situation where like your guy friend's like, oh, this is my girlfriend Sarah, right? And then like over time you're just kind of like, you don't want to think about it and you're not trying to go there, but you're like, oh man, like, she's really cool. I get along with her.
I don't think I could even date a girl that one of my friends just like hooked up with.
Yeah, I don't think I could either. If you've hooked up with someone, I don't think I could ever look at him as someone that I'd want to sleep with.
For the most part, I'm the same way. Like, if my friend's with a dude, it goes into the box of like, I just, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, no sexual
like
attraction,
box.
No sexual thoughts. It really does. I'm never flirty with any of my girls' dudes at all. You know, like, I even get uncomfortable if they like touch
right.
my shoulder.
I know you're not. Yeah.
Yeah. So it would have to be like a weird random, like, oh my God, this person, I have this weird connection and I think this could be the one. Like, it would have to be something like a really strong pull. But I'm just really, you know how I am with life. I'm like, you know what? No rules, whatever, you know, happens. But if one of my good friends was not over a person, I would never go for them. And it would have to be like an intense, crazy connection.
Yeah, I think that the friends need to talk. Do you know what I mean? Like, for this caller,
yeah,
she has to stay out of it. It's the guy she likes needs to speak to her ex-boyfriend and be like, look, I like so-and-so. Would you be cool if I asked her out?
Yeah. I guess for a guy to do that, he would have to like the girl so much.
Yeah. I think if one of my friends came up to me and like was like, I really like this girl, like, and we both like, if he just told me I really like her, I kind of want to go out, I'd be like, dude, why are you being an asshole? But if he told me like, we just have like this connection, blah blah blah, and he like kind of explained it to me, that would probably be like, yo, just do what you gotta do. But I mean, it would have to be towards something real, not just like, yo, I really want to bang this girl. I'd be like, dude, fuck that.
Yeah, go
you
fuck
could go
yourself.
Bang someone
yeah.
else. Like, just yeah. go bang someone
no,
else.
No, I mean, for me, it's like if they have a real connection.
Yeah.
I guess for me, like when Tina and James liked each other, I was like, they had a real, they had been best friends at that point for like a year.
That's
because they became friends through me. Him and, you know, him and I broke up.
And how long were you dating him?
A year.
That's a long time.
That's so weird. I would never be attracted to
him. They slowly became friends. Like, it was innocent. She had a boyfriend. He had another girlfriend after me. They became friends. And it just got, you know, deeper and deeper. And then by the time it happened, I really was like, oh, yeah, you guys would be great for each other.
Yeah, no, I see that you're a bigger person. But I'm saying, I can't believe she would even, I don't know, when once your like, friend has slept with someone or dated them, you kind of think of that person
it's
as
like weird.
She knew that she had my 100% blessing, and she knew, like, I had been saying to her, like, yo, you and James have something going on. Like, you know what I mean? In terms of, like, I'm like, you guys have, like, you're not just friends. Like, you guys have, so I was almost pushing it.
Right.
You know, in a genuine way. I was like, what's going on? Like, I know you have a boyfriend, he has a girlfriend, but, like, you guys clearly get along better with each other than you guys do.
Did
with
they
your...
They didn't last?
No. It was, like, short-lived and, you know, yeah. I won't go into it. It's their personal business. But, yeah, it was... But they're still really close friends. And they're so similar in personality. It's amazing.
Are you guys friends with your exes?
I am.
You are?
Yep.
That's good. Like, all the
I've
girls...
lived with two of
all
my
All the girls
exes.
That I've, like, dated, I've, like, no, I've known... For like a good amount of time before I've like kind of we were like
so you were
you know
friends first
yeah kind of. So it's kind of like and then even like after like I'm not one for like crazy fights or like trying to shit on some girl or something unless it was like a cheating thing and then I'd probably bug out and say some wild shit but I like I've never had that problem like all the people that I've dated are like good people and it just doesn't work out it's just kind of like whatever and like there's been periods where you don't speak but then right. you just you know you fucking man up and just talk to them again.
Yeah, if you really I think if you still get along with that person and you know the exes I'm not friends with it's because we've just organically and naturally just like any friend you know we just don't have much to say to each other anymore but like me and Eitan we were friends for a long time and we only dated for 3 months and I just felt like even in the relationship it felt like we were meant to be friends
right
you know so yeah he's gonna be one of my best friends I think for life. I could care less if any of my girlfriends want to date him. Yeah. But then who, like, you know, I'm very open, obviously. So I'm very hippie and like, whatever happens, man.
Because you were a tree.
I was a tree once. Robin watched my, I have this past life regression video up on YouTube. It's like an hour and a half because I did a past life regression where she puts you under and your higher self talks through you. You guys can check it out
first,
if you want.
I first was, I mean, I was, you know, I was just going through clips of comic stuff and then this came up and, you know, usually you watch like a minute of someone's stand up. So I was planning to watch a minute. It's like an hour and a half long. I sat and watched the entire an hour and a half where Kate explains how in a past life she was a tree. And how
many things
and being a rock is a good thing.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
And then it ended with anal tongue.
Yeah, of course. Kate, that's where it always ends up.
Kate,
right.
How long do you think I would last watching that?
I have a shorter attention span than you. Trust me.
I think it depends. I think you'd actually be able to watch it if you were open to hearing what I was saying. Like, I think entertaining wise, you're kind of like, whoa, this is.
No, it's crazy. Like part of it's, I mean, like from
yeah, no, yeah.
And I texted you. I was like, look, I don't really necessarily believe in this, but I'm so happy how happy you are.
Yeah,
it's like really interesting to listen. It's crazy. She talks about how a woman
go on
put her under, and she was told you were talking to yourself.
Hypnosis, because that sounds like she drugged me.
No, I think she did drug you. So then Kate was like. Talking to yourself, right? Or you're like, we're in
your higher
person.
Self, because I believe we're multidimensional beings and we have like a higher self because I believe that we're energy in the human form. So and this is like just a heavier third dimensional dimension physical plane that we're in, but we're still very much connected to the higher selves. So yeah, so when she puts you under, your higher self comes through. And I literally was talking like I would say she to refer to Kate, you know, like it was crazy.
It
definitely, if you're not into that stuff, you're going to hear it and be like, this girl's out of her mind, which is fine.
Yeah, and I know Kate very well. She's a good friend of mine. I love her. And I watched this with parts like, holy shit, Kate's crazy. But it was also like so entertaining to see, like, she really talks about the whole process of like what
and
she went
And I wasn't
through.
Religious or spiritual even 3 years ago. So if Kate from three yeah. years ago had watched it, I would have been like, well, I lost my mind. Good to know. So yeah, like I definitely get it. It's out there. Like the past life, because she takes you to a past life and the past life that I took myself to, I guess.
She was a tree.
Well, no, not even that. The past life that I first went to, I was like basically energy in the cosmos creating other energy with my hands. I wasn't like the tree thing I talk about was like for a second. It's the like I talk about being connected to aliens for like 5 yeah. minutes of it. So that like the tree thing was like a quick blip. The other stuff I feel like is even crazier. But I do believe that most of us have had many, many, many lives. And yeah, not
so
not just
when
as
he
trees,
that
but
was
as animals.
The original question.
It depends what mood he's in. Because, you know, sometimes he's down with all the spiritual stuff we get into, and sometimes he's over it. He's done. So I think it depends what mood Joe's in.
I suppose.
He probably wouldn't watch the whole thing, though.
No shot.
It is really long.
Like, Thrive was very interesting. I only got through an hour of it, and then I had to take a break.
Yeah.
But it's, like, 3 hours long. But it's, like, really compelling shit. And I was just like,
you should
I
watch
can't.
The Thrive documentary if you're at all interested. Watch it with Jesse. Okay. It's amazing. It definitely opens your eyes to a lot of stuff.
It's on YouTube.
And I think it's genuinely entertaining.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess that's
same
subjective.
Same topic, like energies and shit?
It's like a bunch of conspiracies, you know, like shit like that. It covers a lot. It's not it like covers, it's super it, spiritual the whole time, but, you know.
Yeah, it's like a good mix, right? Where it goes yeah. into like the energy and
because
spiritual,
when her and Tim fucking go off on their spiritual shit, after a while I'm like, okay, Jesus Christ. Can we just be here?
I start my spiritual school, by the way, this Friday. Yeah, I'm going to the spiritual
school.
Yeah, it's Society of Souls, and it's like crazy meditations, and Hogwarts. I don't
crazy.
I'm Hogwarts. So excited. Yeah, it is Hogwarts. I'm going to Hogwarts.
Is
starting
it expensive?
Yes.
See, now, okay, here's my one problem with this, and I think you're going to back me up for this, okay? If someone is spiritual and they really believe in spreading good energy, that isn't it a little bit weird that they're charging so much money to spread this energy?
But they're not charging an amount that's like abusive. Do you know what I mean? You still, even to be in that realm, the spiritual realm, you still have to survive in the physical plane, which is money based. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not just because you're spiritual doesn't mean set. I mean, listen, there are some people who live in India that are like the yogis that do, they're out of the monetary system. You know, they're literally like, I don't want to say in a cave because that's probably not true. But like they live in a temple right. and they survive off like the bare minimum. And that's amazing. But to be, I think, still in like our Western civilization, you need to make a living. So the teachers of this class, this is how they make their living now. Okay. It's how they pay their bills. So they're not trying to take advantage of it. You know, it's not like a pyramid scheme or something odd, but they're spending a lot of their time. Like even my past life regression was $400, but it was for an entire day. So she was probably making about like $40 or $50 an hour, which if you think about as a comedian, you know, we could go on stage for an hour and make $500.
Right.
You know, and someone could be like, oh, if they're just trying to spread laughter and joy, why
don't
would
they
you
get
charge
paid
that
in laughter?
Much? Yeah. So by the way, that's not, sometimes we get paid shit as comics and sometimes you get paid more than that.
And sometimes we have to stand outside and bark people in for free.
Yeah. But do you get what I'm saying? So I still feel like it all depends, but yeah. Trust me. It was the past life hypnosis thing. Joe's so bored. He's taking off the foam off the mic. Oh, yeah. I think we have to wrap this up, guys.
Yeah, we've been.
It's been a while and someone's coming in after us. Robin, where can they find you on Twitter?
At Robin Shaw. And also I have a podcast on this channel, The Bodcast. It's a health and fitness podcast.
Ooh.
We really don't talk much about sex or spiritual stuff. It's all about working
But
out.
I'm going to come on at some point and talk about how being spiritual does connect to the physical.
I asked my co-host.
Michael Buckley.
He was thinking about the vegan. Because, you know, all our listeners are fitness people.
Okay.
You know, like we did one about like the secrets of, you know, the gyms, like, and they weren't into it. They want to know like health stuff. I mean, it's like boring.
Okay, all right.
It's boring
I'll come
to
and
us,
talk about veganism.
To these people, they want like fitness.
I'll just be making so many jokes that don't even relate, but it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, and everything I say gets like goes all over all these fitness people's heads.
Yeah. Because anyway. We'll be talking. I met my ex-husband on VeggieDate.com, so we can spend like a good 10 minutes on that.
Perfect. That's all right. Absurd. So that's at the podcast. Go check it out.
You can find me on Twitter at the Kate Wolf, and you can email us at invasionofprivacypodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to find me, I'm on Twitter at Joe Santagato. Thank you for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys. Bye.